Okay, my name is Ronna Shannon, and I was a cocktail waitress at Beverly Hills Country Club from approximately late 76 into 77.
And did you work in many of the different rooms, or was it primarily?
I worked a cabaret room as a cocktail waitress. And from the very beginning, it was extremely packed. The hallways were always so crowded you couldn't walk through. Waiting for the shows, when the big shows came on, the tables were 5 and 6 deep, where I had to pass drinks through the crowd for the people to get their drinks.
So you're saying the room was so crowded, you couldn't go up and serve each table individually?
I could not serve each table individually, and they were packed up against the stage, up against the exit door. And there's no way people could get out even to go to the bathroom, because they would push those tables all up against the people. It was really a bad scene.
I've read this. I think the report on the fire said that the capacity was supposed to be like 650, but the night of the fire, there were approximately 1,300, so more than double. So
That does not surprise me. Does not surprise me, because every time there was a big show there, which was about every weekend, you couldn't walk in there. Like I said, I couldn't even give an individual a drink. We had to pass them through the crowds, and it was hard to get a drink order. People were just packed in there like sardines.
And the way the room was designed, there were only a couple of exits?
I only remember one big exit. I could be wrong about that because I was terribly busy all the time. And it was closed. I mean, tables were packed up against it. I remember it being to the left of the stage.
So when you said terribly busy all the time, was that because it was such a huge crowd, or because it was habitually understaffed, or just because it was
a huge crowd and habitually understaffed? I would say both. We were really prodded to work like a cattle car or something. It was hard. It was hard.
Do you remember some of the big names that were playing there when?
Well, I do remember when John Davison was there at other times, and Shirley MacLaine, Bobby Womack. I can't remember the rest of them. It'll probably come to me when I leave here, but those are the ones I remember the most.
You could have been working the night I was there to see Lou Rawls.
Yes, I do remember Lou Rawls. I tell you, I do remember Lou Rawls coming there. He's another one. I just can't remember everybody that was there.
So there would be more than one show in the cabaret room? Would it be emptied and refilled again twice in a night? Or is it just one big night?
It was one big night, from what I remember, right.
And before those people entered that room, they were either in the hallway waiting to get in, or they were dining in another part of the...
Waiting in the hallway, like cattle. Packed in that hallway, that little skinny hallway. As you walk in the door of Beverly Hills, you go to your right, the dining room was to the left. You go down right down a hallway, and there were always people just packed, and we could barely walk through there. We had to hold our drink trays way up in the air to get through the people.
And you were bringing the drinks, what, from the bar area, or were there bars inside the cabaret room?
Actually, no, and it was in the restaurant part.
Okay.
So we had to walk on greasy floors. And I fell one time with a tray of drinks because we had to wear white go-go boots and white short shorts. And I fell one time because there was so much grease on the kitchen floor and my drinks and tips went everywhere. But people were practically stepping on top of me then because it was such a mad rush.
So flip this question around maybe. Was it a good job?
No. No.
Decent pay?
The tips were good, but you really had to hustle. You really had to hustle, especially with not being able to go to each person and ask the drink order and pass the drink on. That made it very stressful.
So good tips usually result in very good service, personalized service.
Right.
And what you're saying is it was hard to do that personalized service when you had to reach over and have somebody then hand the drink back to.
Yes, because it aggravated the patrons there. They were like, what kind of place is this? And of course they take it out on the waitress.
So you were there for 6 or 8 months?
Approximately.
Had you waitressed at other places, or do you have anything to compare that experience
to? Yes. I was a waitress for a long time at the Inner Circle, which is now Bogart's, and they closed. So Richard Schilling kept coming there and asking me to come and work for him, and I wouldn't do it. But when they closed, I did, because I had 3 children to support.
And did any others come from the Inner Circle with you over there?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Did you have, in your 6 months employment there, did you have much dealings with Richard Schilling or any of the Schilling families? Or when you were there, you were just so busy that you...
I remember when I fell that time, he was so unsympathetic and told me, like, just get up and get busy. I was brushing off my bruised knees. It's the truth. And I left there because I had contacted hepatitis. And I told him about it because at the Board of Health, you are supposed to tell all your other employees there, and they're supposed to come and clean the place up. And I ran into an employee there maybe about a year later. I ran into an employee somewhere, and she said, what happened to you? And I told her that I became ill. I said, Richard Schilling didn't tell you, everybody, that I had hepatitis, because, you know, they all have families. She said, no, he didn't say a word. And I got it from dirty glasses there.
What else do you recall your work time there?
The main thing is just trying to hustle those drinks to those people packed in the cabaret room. That's the main thing.
When the Memorial Day weekend, 1977, the building caught fire and burned down, do you remember where you were then?
I think I was home when that happened.
Did you watch it on TV? Like,
I did watch it, and I was so glad I wasn't working there because I could have been one of the victims. But it didn't surprise me at all.
Why?
Well, it didn't surprise me that all the people died. I don't know about the fire part. I didn't have any knowledge of, but it didn't surprise me that all those people died, because how could they get out of there in a situation like that?
Were you just working there on the weekends, or were you there 5 days a week, 4 days a week?
About five days a week.
And was it always that crowded, or was it just...
When the big shows came on.
So it would be basically the weekends, it could have been a weeknight if it was a big draw?
Right.
And you were there when John Davidson was there before?
Yes.
And huge crowd, big crowd?
Yes. Yes. Packed. Overpacked. Overbooked.
And was that a good thing for you because it was potential to make more money, or was it a bad thing just because you had to cover more geography, more tables in the same time?
I'm just saying the conditions were horrible to work, you know, because of having to push through the crowds and having to push the drinks through the tables and having to hustle and get your checks out and hear what people order because you're yelling down a row of tables, what's your drink order? And then the patrons that had to pass the drinks and tell me the order were getting irritated. It was quite a circus.
And from when you served an area of the cabaret room, you'd get your drinks from a bar in the corner of the room? Or I guess what I'm trying to figure out, did you have to carry a tray of drinks through a very crowded room just to get back to your area?
Yes.
To serve?
Right. Through the crowd in the hallway. It was a very narrow hallway and tons of people in it.
Well, let me ask you, anything else we should need to know?
Well, you know, the main thing is the overcrowded, packed place and the fact that I had an illness that was contagious, that I actually got there and they didn't do anything about it until the other employees that were working there.
Right.
Those are the two main things that stand out. And the Schillings didn't treat their employees very well. They yelled at them and made them work regardless. You know, they just didn't ever give you a break.
When you were in the very crowded room, you had a job to do. But did you think at all about exits or about how to get people out of here, if we had to get people out of there, or anything else? Or was that not really a worry because you had a job to do?
It wasn't a worry for me. I was so concentrated on trying to get the drinks out.
And now today, or after the fire, do you have any feelings when you go into a showroom or a bar and it's extremely crowded?
Yes, and I don't do that anymore. When I see crowds and people packed in a small place, yes, I get very concerned because that really opened my eyes to it.
And you don't stay?
No.
Okay. I do the same. I mean, I go in, and if I, you know, I look for the exits if it looks really crowded, and if it looks really, really crowded. I did it once last year. I just wasn't comfortable, and I turned to my wife and said, let's get out of here.
Yes, I do the same thing.
Well, Ronna, this gets us there. I thank you very much for coming in.
I hope I've helped you.
You have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.